Leveson Wood and Alex Beskerby are with us. Now, I've watched the trailer for the documentary about 10 times. It is so good, and what an incredible trip. How did all of this come about, Leveson?
Well, my grandfather served in Burma from 1944 to the end of the war and actually beyond. He served in Japan as part of the Allied occupation force. And so I've always wanted to do something that pay tribute to him and all of the, you know, young men that fought in that campaign. You know, it's known as the Forgotten Campaign, the Forgotten Army, but this is hopefully a way of addressing that and bringing more attention to that, particularly in the wake of VJ Day this year.
What do you know about his war experience, Lev?
Well, like many of his generation, he didn't say very much about it, particularly to his son, my father. But I do remember a few stories growing up when I was sort of 9, 10 years old that really kind of shook me, but also inspired me in many ways, because as a young lad from Stoke, aged 18, you know, that was his first big adventure. And the first time he'd left the country was to go off to war. So he went to places like South Africa, India, Burma, Japan. And it really inspired me to want to travel and see the world myself.
Alex, why do you think the Burma campaign has been so overlooked compared to other parts of World War II?
I think it's partly the way that we teach history in this country. I think for a long time, we forgot there was a sort of Eastern Hemisphere and that this was a world war. I think often, you know, school kids are taught World War II history well, but that's the Battle of Britain, it's Dunkirk, it's D-Day, and it's very much a kind of Eurocentric view of the world. Whereas, you know, as soon as you start to appreciate the World War and the global extent of this conflict, it's that second half that gets lopped off because it's so far away. And that was true at the time. I mean, like Lev mentioned, the Forgotten Army, the Forgotten War, that's what they called themselves at the time. Because these guys that were fighting out in Burma and beyond, they were fighting in a conflict that for many back home, people just wanted to forget. Once Berlin had fallen, once Hitler had been defeated, they just wanted to get on with their lives, celebrate VE Day and try and get things back to normal. But, you know, Lev's grandfather was sort of jumping on a boat to go east just after the D-Day landings. You know, his war was just starting in many ways as the European conflict was, you know, winding down. And I think that legacy of it being very, very far away still haunts the history of that campaign. And yeah. I think this film for us is a way of reminding people in this VJ 80 year that there was a whole other side to this conflict, a very brutal and tragic one.
Lev, tell us about this 100-year-old veteran. What was his name?
So Corporal Sonha, it was his 100th birthday this year, and a really inspiring man. You know, Alex had arranged for us to meet him through the charity, through Help for Forgotten Allies, because as Alex mentioned too there, you know, it was a huge army. It was a million strong, and it was comprised of people from all across the Commonwealth, West Africa, East Africa, all across the Indian subcontinent, and of course lots of, you know, native people from the hill tribes inside Burma. And Sonha was one of the handful of surviving veterans, and thankfully he was, despite his advanced years, was up for meeting us and telling his story. And it was a real privilege to be able to meet someone who potentially fought alongside my grandfather.
Was he tricky to track down?
Just a little bit. I mean, you know, not only was he 100 years of age, he lived in one of the most remote corners of Burma, or now Myanmar. And, you know, for those who've been following the news, Myanmar has been struck by several tragedies, including a massive earthquake and a civil war, which is tearing the country apart. And in the middle of that, as Lev said, Corporal Sonha, sort of some of that old spirit, I think, still alive, decided to cross out of his home in northwestern Myanmar to the border with India, where we could meet him. Lev and I had tried and we couldn't get into Myanmar. It was too dangerous. But he was willing to cross over and meet us just at the border, which was incredible. I mean, I'll never forget that moment. It was just so happened on Easter Sunday. And it was a beautiful day in the Indian hills. And, you know, the very, very emotional moment where we could join him for a church service on Easter Sunday.
And what was he actually like, Lev?
Well, he was very, very sharp. He remembered the names of his former comrades, the British officers that he served under. And he was over the moon when we presented him with his last, you know, the Burma Star Medal, which he'd been waiting 80 years to receive. And the cherry on the cake really was, we'd also managed to get a letter from His Majesty the King to give to him, thanking him for his service. So he was chuffed a bit.
Alex, how did you keep the letter and the medal safe? Tell me that Leveson wasn't in charge of looking after that important stuff.
Well, no, the medal, as the designated grown-up here, I kept hold of the medal. And I genuinely was, the whole trip was about 9, 10 days of travel, travel, travel. And sort of every morning waking up going, where is it? Where is it? I've got this, this beautiful medal, just got to get it to him. But the letter, I mean, I've got a hats off to Lev. That was entirely his doing. And it was a surprise even to me. We've been planning this trip and this project for
So
years,
you,
but
hang on, you didn't know there was a
no.
letter from the king.
I didn't know the
Seriously?
day
You
before.
didn't know this?
Genuinely, you see this in the film. Lev pulls a surprise on me before we pull it on Son Heung. And that was amazing. I mean, the king wrote a personal letter. It wasn't sort of a generic, to a Burma stockholder. It was to Son Heung, signed, by His Majesty. And I think that blew everyone away in the room. And I think,
Okay.
as Lev says in the film, it's a letter not just to Son Heung, but to all those who served in the campaign and many like Son Heung who never received their medal due to the way that Burma kind of fell to pieces after World War II.
I'd still like to know where the letter was kept, Leveson. Where did you keep the letter, please?
Well, it was under lock and key on my phone because we received it by WhatsApp, believe it or not, because it all
Oh,
came
wow.
very last minute. But yeah, that we then obviously got it printed for Corporal Songher and given to him properly on Easter Sunday.
Amazing. Now, you met lots of families of the soldiers who fought in the war. What did they say, Alex?
I've been really lucky over the years. I'm a trustee of a charity called Help Forgotten Allies, as Lev mentioned there, and we. That's our sole purpose, is to look after the veterans from Burma, from Myanmar, who fought in World War II. And as well as meeting veterans, I've met a lot of children, grandchildren, who still talk about the actions and the heroism of their forefathers in the same way that Lev did so movingly about his. There's no difference between a veteran who signed up in Stoke or who signed up in Falun. And it was amazing when we visited a refugee camp in India, refugees from Myanmar who'd fled. We met a young student who was called Japan. He'd been named by his grandfather, after his sort of heroism in the Japan War, as they call it. So it's something they really remember strongly. And we know in those refugee camps are the direct descendants of men like Son Heung, who fought alongside Lev's grandfather. And today they still in desperate need of our help. And that's something we discovered in, making this film.
Did he have any idea that you guys were just going to show up?
Well, we'd been sort of communicating with him, but it was a bit hit and miss as to whether or not he'd actually be able to meet us because of the issues around the Civil War. So we were in communications, but then there was a period of about 3 or 4 days where everything went silent because he was traveling across this frontline area with his son, and the internet was down because of the war. And as Alex mentioned there, the earthquake had a huge effect on the country's infrastructure. So I think from both sides, we didn't know whether or not we were actually going to be able to meet. We went out there on a huge risk to see if whether or not it was going to be possible, but thankfully the stars aligned right at the last minute, and we were able to meet him. I mean, it was kind of really in disarray when we got to the final Indian Army checkpoint towards the frontier, because they said, look, you can't go any further because the situation down on the border region is simply too dangerous. And thankfully he was so up for it, and he was so game. He crossed into India and actually traveled 5 miles towards our side to meet in a refugee camp. So there goes the spirit of the old soldier in him.
And what was his reaction when you gave him the medal and the letter from the king?
Well, I think I started crying before he did, but it was and it was hugely emotional. And this was captured at the end of our film. I don't think he expected it at all. And I think the medal and then the letter. I mean, there's this moment where Lev sort of gives a salute and he salutes back, and it's kind of a
Oh, man.
reflex from 80 years ago. And that was just incredible. And you can see on the look on his face. And we know that, afterwards, again, the letter arrived by WhatsApp, but on social media, I know that amongst the kind of Chin community, and particularly those who are living in the camps and all across that, northeast India, northwest Myanmar, it went like wildfire that, the Brits had turned up 80 years late to recognize this veteran. And that's what we were hoping for. We just wanted to
Yeah.
make sure that, the Forgotten Army is forgotten no more.
Lev, what do you hope audiences will take away when they watch the Burma Star?
I think the real essence of this film is to show that these people And these soldiers who fought in this really intense campaign, really difficult conditions, are still there. Some of them are still there alive today, and it's their sacrifices and people like my grandfather and all of his mates who served all those 80, 80 years ago. We need to remember them because it's really, really important because, they gave their lives, their own freedoms for that period, so that we can have our freedom today. And I think that's really the essence of this film. And to simply remember the huge sacrifices, not just of Brits, but from people all around the world that fought there.
And finally, both of you, do you, apart from obviously presenting the medal and the letter, do you have a favourite moment in the film?
I think for me, simply retracing my grandfather's footsteps, standing where he stood up in that northeastern part of India, it was a place that I'd always wanted to visit, places like Nagaland. I think being in Kohima Cemetery for me was a really special moment because it's a place that's synonymous with bravery and the tennis court camp battle that happened there. It was just a huge, privilege for me to stand on those same spots that those brave soldiers had all those years ago.
I'm going to say the same.
Yeah.
For those that have been to Kohima or not been to Kohima, I mean, it's beautifully cared for by the Commonwealth War Graves Commission, who sort of actually helped us make this film. They're doing an amazing job in preserving the memory and legacy. And there is no better memorial, I think, to what the 14th Army was, this victorious army under General Slim. It was a huge, multi-ethnic, multi-faith, million-man strong fighting force. And as you walk through Kohima, the sort of this, the gates to India that this brave force held, you get a real sense of that. There are Hindus, Sikhs, Muslims, Jains, Gurkhas, men from Manchester, Durham, Yorkshire, all buried alongside each other on this hilltop, in far-flung India. And if you get a chance to go to Kohima, do. It's an extraordinary
Yeah.
place.
Congratulations, you two, on the documentary, and thank you for your time today.
BFBS, the Forces Station.